Talks between Israel and the Palestinians seem to be nearing collapse. Today, Secretary of State John Kerry said there are limits to what the U.S. can do to keep them going. One of the big questions to be settled is where a border might ultimately be drawn between Israel and an independent Palestinian state. Some Palestinian Arabs live inside Israel now as minority citizens. A future border could place some of them inside a new Palestinian state or give them a chance to move there from Israel. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Yasser Shpeta is sure of this.
If there is a two-state solution, I will move to the Palestinian state.
Shpeta is Palestinian-Israeli. His parents lost land in the 1948 war following Israel's declaration of independence. But at the end of the fighting, they wound up on the Israeli side of the border. Shpeta is an Israeli citizen, married to a Jewish Israeli woman. He's not sure she would move.
I don't think Effie would move to a Palestinian state, but I would no matter what. I hope there would be a relationship between the two states and we could visit each other. But after 56 years in Israel, I think I would feel at home in a Palestinian state.
Shpeta says he's tired of not feeling he belongs in the country where he's a citizen. 20% of Israel's population is Arab. They are a minority with constitutional rights who experience frequent discrimination.
The discrimination in Israel is really structural.
Zuhair Tibi, a family physician, is also Palestinian-Israeli. He understands Shpeta's frustration, but he wouldn't move to a Palestinian state.
We can't. We can't do that. To move to other states means to leave our home. We can't leave our home because we are deeply connected to this place.
By this place, TB doesn't only mean Taibe, the Arab-Israeli town where he was born. He means places throughout Israel, the old port city of Jaffa, where his mother grew up, the beach town of Netanya, where he manages a clinic, anywhere he has friends, family, or memories. He expects if he chose to live in a new Palestinian state, he would be cut off from these places, as Palestinians in the West Bank are now.
This line was the borders this time, where we stand now.
That's Hussein Jabara standing in Israel and gesturing toward the Israeli-built barrier separating him from some of his relatives who live in the West Bank. He's not sure he'd want to join them, even in an independent Palestinian state. He fears it might not be governed in a way he'd like.
Like Syrian government, like Jordan kingdom, like Saudi Arabia. My vision is something different. Democratic, liberated, industrialized. It takes many years to make a Palestinian state like what I want.
Jabara has lived in Israel for 70 years, but it's possible his property could wind up on the Palestinian side. Israel's foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, proposes drawing a border that would put land that's home to tens of thousands of Arab Israelis into Palestinian territory. Israeli legal experts say it would have to be done with Palestinian consent. Lieberman's proposal did not get a lot of attention on TaibeNet, a young online news service in one of Israel's biggest Arab towns. Reporter Dia Yahya says talk of reducing Israel's Arab population is nothing new. He's glad he doesn't live in the West Bank.
There are no jobs there. Sometimes it's chaos. Here, even though we are Arabs in a Jewish state, there is more security and more opportunity.
He thinks he might feel out of place in a Palestinian state, as he does when he visits the West Bank now.
As an Arab Israeli, I feel discrimination in the West Bank, too. They treat me differently, not like other Palestinians. I don't really feel at home in either place.
Emily Harris, NPR News.